Yo, yo, what's up? Harry Santos here, and we just rebranded our pod. I've been an advocate of crypto for about a decade now, so join me and some friends I've met along the way as we discuss and learn more about the space. Fasten your seatbelts, it's time to go block to the future. Ito na naman tayo, guys. Welcome back to Block to the Future. No, we have another esteemed guest, my good friend and fellow builder, who's actually also an engineer and has other businesses on the side. He is the CEO and co-founder of Tetrix. No, if you haven't heard of Tetrix, they have this super cool card called Link that can store your identity, and you can give permission on what kind of data you give out to people. And it's also blockchain based. No, and then there's this other thing called Pitaka. No, it's a non-custodial wallet na gawa ng Pinoy na dapat natin suportahan. So, without further ado, we have Eman Navalan, co-founder and CEO of Tetrix. Welcome, Eman.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me here, Harry. It's amazing.
Yon. So, as I mentioned na kanina, no, when I met you, I remember when we were in the workshop together, you were telling me about how you also do construction on the side. I was researching, you're also an engineer. So my first question is, how does someone like you, no, na, who is an engineer doing construction, paano napunta sa crypto at blockchain?
Well, if you think of it, no, funny side story. During the time na nagko-construction ako talaga heavily, I was into gaming. Yan yung hobby ko. Playing games. Ah. So I really love playing games. Right. And while we were playing games, since there are a lot of geeks then around, no, napag-usapan yung Bitcoin. That was way back 2016, I remember, no? 2016. And that was the first instance that I heard about Bitcoin as an asset. Before I know it as a technology, no? Kasi naririnig na rin natin siya. But it was only 2016 that I realized that this is something that's interesting. So at first, I tried to put money into it. Kung naalala niyo yung scam way back 2016 and 17 ata yon, yung magpapasok ka ng pera sa tao and then there are yields na bibigay sa iyo, no, bibigyan ka lang ng contract. That was the first instance that I bought Bitcoin, at alam mo yun, I didn't know how it works, and I didn't also know that you needed to store it inside your device or your computer, no. For the longest time, no, na sinasabi sa akin yon during 2016, I was thinking na ibibigay mo lang siya sa tao, like any other usual investment. And na-scam ako doon.
Right. Parang may na-scam ka doon. Yeah. Parang may broker. Akala mo parang stocks, ganun. So your first experience is a scam pa?
And it was a big one. Okay. It was the one na I think nabalita during that time na there is this big
oh my god
organization doing it na nang scam ng mga tao, got billions of pesos or hundreds of millions of pesos, no, from people, and I was part of that, no, promising yields. So in a way I was affected by that scam, no, and then something sparked. Sabi ko parang I need to understand it more kasi parang it's interesting talaga. It just so happened that I was scammed. And during that time, yung money naman na nilagay ko dun is something that I can lose kasi it's not that big. No, it's not that big. So, yeah, I started reading about Bitcoin, and marami ng iba kasi noon 2016 eh. So I started reading about the white papers, and me as a builder or as an engineer, I look into the nitty-gritty. Like, how does this operate? Gusto ko malaman yung framework, laging ganon. Kasi I am a project manager, and that's what I do. I look into the framework, into the engineering side. Yung overview lang, just to understand how it works, how it functions. Why is it valuable? Why is it something that's gaining interest, no, globally? So I think it's really about me being very curious about things that allowed me to explore cryptocurrency back then. And then, you know, started my journey in understanding what are the problems that, you know, this technology can solve.
Solid. Galing, ha? So, tama, no? As an engineer, you want to see how things are built, how things work. So, na-interesado ka. So, siguro question ko naman next is, oh, you're into crypto na. How did you realize, oh, I want to start a company, I want to do something, and what's the story there?
So same thing, tuloy-tuloy pa rin, gaming. So I was doing it on the side, so doing construction. When I get home, kasi sobrang stress, I play around a few games. And what happened there was, there were normal conversations lang. And then we touched again, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And this was with Raf na and the other guys that I am with right now. So we go, you're in the space, you're in the IT space, no? Ano yung nakikita mong maganda dito? So those are the conversations, yung ganung klaseng conversations. It was really deep into, you know, from interest to doing something. Ganun yung mga sa tingin mo maganda to, sa tingin ko maganda yan. Alam mo, those types of conversation na back and forth, no, leading to something that was actually a concept na. So, oh, and then we realized na, actually, ito yung problema. Bakit hindi na-adapt? Maganda sana magamit to, magkaroon tayo ng ganito, magkaroon tayo ng ganyan. And for sure, it was not only us during that time who was thinking about, you know, making a change, what you do, no? So, ako naman, I was also, during that time, I see it as a way for me to do things differently, no? Kasi even sa construction, I do things differently. My approach is really entirely different with many people. Sometimes they don't understand it, but then realize na, oh nga, no, it works. Because I think I added that type of character to a construction when I was really heavy into it. A different perspective, a fresh perspective that is sometimes correct, sometimes wrong, di ba? But most of the time, it's something that people would think about. Na, oh, I'm not going to be so stuck to the normal ways of doing it. I'm gonna explore different types of scenarios, different methodologies, different materials. No, in my construction career, no, there are a lot of new technologies that we have implemented in our construction projects. And in fact, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin siya ginagamit ng traditional. Na nagugulat sila, ah, meron palang ganyan. So, matagal na yon, hindi lang natin nagamit. So, that type of, you know, character, or I would say, just me being me, really allowed me to also understand and enjoy the importance of blockchain into our lives. That's when, no, after conceptualizing for a year, ha, playing games, oh, iisip kami, tingin ko maganda, gawa nga tayo ng ganito. It became a passion project. That's how it started. And then yung passion project na yun, kasi we're seeing a lot of support, naging main focus na. We left our usual work just to do it. Kasi during the pandemic, everything was really shaken, di ba? Right. So even though you have contingencies, no, it's really not enough. So I had the time to think about, you know, what I could do in the space, because it's really new and the opportunities there, yes, but more to that, I can explore more things with blockchain technology that could also help my industry later on. Yun yung iniisip ko. But then, since marami na kami, dumadami na, and the group is being filled, nagkaroon na ng very solid foundation on what to do and what we're going to accomplish. So that's where Tetrix came about. No?
Yun, what a very inspiring story, you know, taking that leap, and you all left your job to pursue this nung una, parang passion project, biglang naging full focus na. So siguro we can get into what are you guys building ba? I remember I've used the link card during blockchain week. Itatap mo lang sa cellphone and then they can get your email address, your cellphone number, which is very important nowadays, no, yung sharing of contacts. Kaysa magta-type ka pa ng number ng person, 'di ba? Napakahirap. And then I know it's like you can give permissions on what data you give up. Tama ba? And then after that, maybe we can get into Pitaka because I'm very excited and interested with that. Sige. So what is Link? What does it do? And how can people get it?
So Link is, in a way, our iteration of how you aggregate all of your data inside the wallet. So our concept of Pitaka is actually digitizing the use or how your physical wallet is right now. So how do you use that, diba? That's where you store your cards. That's where you store your some of the important information, even some notes there and so on, love letters and whatnot. So photos, yeah, aside from money. And self-custody in a way, it's a similar concept to a physical wallet, self-custody wallet, or I would say pitaka, right? It's a similar concept to it. And we wanted to expand the use that allows users like you and I to take more control or be more in control of the data. Yan. Very important kasi yung data kasi when you think about it, many people right now doesn't care where their data is. But right now, nakita natin with the new generation, medyo, ano na, medyo, oh, may data privacy ba dyan? May ganito ba dyan? So they're very into ano na, protecting themselves from people who use their data in different activities, no? Maybe marketing or maybe selling their information for other purposes, no? And we wanted to, in a way, give that power back to the people, to you and me, right? So in order to do that, we need components that would mimic the use of that ID and then put in place yung mga ganong security features slowly. So initially, iniisip namin, ano bang unang klaseng data that we freely give out? No? And since we go around networking events, naisip namin, ba't hindi na, huwag na tayo lumayo. Let's use calling cards.
Tama, tama.
No? As a way for us to test the concept of make allowing you to take more control of sharing your information, no, your contact information. Kahit yun lang muna. And then, at the background, this is where we were actually testing it out. Kasi medyo heavy yung R&D dyan. And again, there are a lot of different blockchain networks out there. We just have to find the right one. No? So initially, Tetrix Network was supposed to be a network. It was supposed to be a network. In fact, that's a part of our white paper. But we saw that, you know, like any other project, if you create a network and nobody's going to use it, di ba? You're not going to be different among the 20,000 or 30,000 networks out there,
right,
who are looking for builders to build on top of their network. No? But Tetrix Network was different also. It was supposed to be a layer zero network. So during that time, wala pa si layer zero. We were actually conceptualizing it.
Ah.
Eh, lumabas na sila. Sabi ko, iba, grabing backing nila. They have Binance. They have all the other big players backing them up. And in fact, they also have a very good tech team. No? So sinabi namin na, I think it's not for us to pursue as of this moment kasi at the end of the day, if there are no platforms built on top of our network that will be used by both private and public networks, yung EVM, non-EVM, or I would say enterprise blockchains, iba yung mga closed loop, tsaka yung mga consortium networks, kung hindi rin naman natin sila mabibigyan ng application wherein they are need you need this type of network, wala rin using si Tetrix. So we went back to some of our products like Pitaka, Tetrix Link, you know, the concept there is really giving you more control, and that's where we are focusing right now. And then if we ever see the need for the network moving forward at malaki na yung user base, that's the time we follow through with that concept of having that layer zero network that connects to different blockchains, no, for communication purposes.
Right. Solid, no? I remember using it. You just tap it on someone's phone and then yun pala, there's a bigger vision behind it,
yeah,
na you wanted initially to be layer zero. That's very cool. Etong Pitaka naman, no? I know there's a lot of wallets out there, you know, and a lot of ways for people to store their Bitcoin or their crypto or even their NFTs. I think my NFTs na rin sa Pitaka. What is Pitaka and what does it do and why should people use it?
So first and foremost, I'd say Pitaka is like any other wallet. But the core difference is our vision is to really replicate your physical wallet to give you more control, not just on your cryptocurrency or NFTs, no? But to really allow you to expand the use of a self-custodial wallet. Kasi initially, our concept was, sige, we just use MetaMask na lang or other, no? Kasi it would save a lot, no? But then we realized na they're not, I mean, after all the emails, after all the back and forth, walang gusto ko mausap sa amin because we're very small, right? And we haven't even proven anything yet. So we decided to create our own wallet where we can play around more with it, no? And even expand the use case. And this is something, and in Tetrix pala, by the way, it's modular. Na kung titingnan mo yung Tetrix, parang siyang game, yung game na Tetris. That's why it's called Tetrix Network. Right, it's an ecosystem. Right, it's an ecosystem.
Right.
Right? And sa Tetris na game, di ba iba-iba yung shapes niya? So these products like Tetrix Link, Pitaka, and our newest iteration ng Apostille service namin, which is Tetrix Apostille, no? The goal is kung ano yung kailangan mo as an institution, as a project, you can get that certain feature. Parang ano siya, mix and match siya, no? But in reality, it's all part of that ecosystem to help people take more control of their assets, their identity. But as you look deeper into it, malaki pala yung touch points niya. In fact, it could really affect the likes of, you know, owning your diploma, buying your diploma online, buying your IDs online. Verifying this, verifying that, all data sets, all types of documents, no, and all of that to make it easier for Philippines, especially for OFWs na nasa ibang bansa. Right. Diba? Ang hirap naman pumunta, bumalik sa school para na makuha ng authenticated ganito ko. The keyword there is authenticated. This is what people don't understand, right? And you know, you can duplicate all of the IDs. Yes, duplicate them all. But at the end of the day, what people need is the authenticated one.
Grab it. You know, that kind of vision is so exciting. It's going to change so many things about how we work right now in society with government, all the inefficiencies in government. I think it's being proposed na nga, na magka parang digital ID, right?
Yes.
So, sakto may ganun palang ano, aspect yung Pitaka. It's not just a crypto wallet. It's really more than that. So, guys, it's available in Play Store. Tama, in App Store, ano?
Yes, yes.
Yun. So, please do check it out and download it. Very exciting tong products ng Tetrix with Link and Pitaka. And now, Eman, we do have a lot of other builders listening to this podcast. Given this whole story and the products you've built, anong mga natutunan mo and anong advice mo dito sa builders right now who are starting out pa lang, anong pinaka masasabi mo sa kanila?
I'd say first and foremost, don't expect it to be easy. No, kahit you have everything already in place, it's not gonna be easy. But at the end of the day, you always have to remember the why. As a builder, no, you have to always remember your whys. Because like for me, I can easily go back to construction. I can easily do this and that. Gives me more money. No, but in reality, if it's something that is not really what you love as of this moment, and your why is even bigger than that because you wanted to change something in society or what you do or a legacy for your family, for your kids to remember you. You have to stay resilient. You have to stay, I would say, be constantly positive in things. Not overly positive, no, but be positive in a way that every day it's an opportunity for you to build something. And sa lahat ng downturns, you know, sa lahat ng mga failures, no, it's just a matter of, you know, failing so much in order for you to get there. Kasi this is what people don't understand. Actually, failure propels you even to higher heights in achieving your goals. Kasi most people want na instant eh. Makuha ko na kagad, especially those who are in the younger generation, I would say. Kasi yung digital age, we became very dependent on technology to the point that everybody is relying on the technology and we're not using our own brains and thinking about, you know, this could possibly work. Yung creativity natin, nawawala na rin minsan, right? So we have to be grounded also sa situations wherein we must understand that there are reasons why this is this and that is that. And if you wanted to change something, you must fail first to see that. Nah, ganito talaga pala to. And now I know how to change it. Because if you don't experience it and you tell you wanted to make a change, like for example, for us, we wanted to do this, we wanted to do that. Imagine if we had done the network and we failed. We had done this and we failed. So there's a lot of exposure na doon. Naubos sa pera and we stopped because of that. Wala na, we can't really go back. So I like everyone to always remember that there are times that you will feel like everything is against you, a lot of times, especially in what we do, kasi technology to, somebody can do it. Always remember that somebody can always do it. No? It's just a matter of time that you're able to reach whatever it is. Just be sure that, you know, you always remember your why.
Yon. So, amazing advice from Emma Navalan, CEO and co-founder of Tetrix. Please check out Pitaka Play Store, App Store. Pwede nyong ma-download yan. And check out their website, no? You can, I think they can get a link card there, no?
Yeah, so you can visit tetrix.xyz. And yeah, you just check that out, guys. So, might be your calling card, you know, actually helps us fuel the R&D also in making it even better to give you more control. So every time you buy a card, it's not just buying the card, you're actually also helping us. And at the same time, we also have communities that we support, like Bayong Shaga and their community creating the weaves, no, for our packaging. So malaki, marami kayo natutulungan doon.
Solid. So yon, we had another exciting episode. I hope may natutunan kayo just as ako ay may natutunan. Another exciting episode. Eman, thanks for coming. I hope to have you again soon. I'm sure it will happen. So abangan niyo yung next episode at next recording namin ni Eman. Thank you again, guys. Please do follow Eman, follow Tetrix, download Pitaka. And guys, please hit the subscribe button and see you in the next episode. See ya! That concludes another episode. Hope it was as insightful for you as it was for me. We have lots of exciting guests and topics coming up, so be sure to follow me on Twitter at Harry Initiative. Be updated on the next episodes and see you on our next trip here on Block to the Future.